Good morning, Gone Wild people. I'm going to do Mrs. The Gamers Unite questionnaire. Yay, nerds. Because it seems fun. And I've just finished a script, and I want to do something a little bit more relaxed. So, yeah, I'm going to do this. And I love talking about games. So it's like my life. So, yeah, let's go. Number one, what was your first gaming system and the first game you played? That's tough. I can't remember whether I got my Sega Mega Drive before I got my first computer. If I got my computer first, the first game I think I played was probably Command & Conquer Tiberian Dawn, or just CNC. If it was the Mega Drive, it was probably Sonic. And to this day, I am a huge Sonic fan. I think he kicked the shit out of Mario, but like, despite the fact that he has. Well, I mean, Sonic Generations was a good game. Still play that occasionally, but he hasn't had that much console representation as of late, which is a fucking shame. It's a great IP. What can you do? Two. Do you prefer to play guy characters or girl characters? I play guy characters mainly. A lot of my friends who I've played WoW with in the past always say they prefer playing females because they like having a nice ass to stare at when they're playing. But I'm quite well. I would say that because I'm bi, I'm able to enjoy male characters. But generally, in a lot of MMOs, which is the main thing that I play, guys don't look all that great. So except Blood Elf, maybe. But, you know. So yeah, guys. Number three, when making a character, do you ever add detail into looks? Hell yes. I'll spend days making a perfect character, and then I will play for hours, and then realize that there's some minor detail that I don't like, and delete it, start all over again. Very, very OCD about appearance in games. It's a huge fucking waste of time. I'm not sure. It'd be kind of funny to play like a guy in a game that was dressed like a slut. But that's like. That's very Second Life. So if I wanted that, I'd just play that. Yeah. Reasonable tits on a female character, I think. Yeah. Not like, you know, like Lara Croft pointy pyramid tits. That's a bit weird. What gaming systems do you own now, and which is your favourite? I don't own any other than my computer. And there's no need to own any other than a computer, because PC Master Race. That's what it's all about. Fuck consoles. Waste of time. I own a computer and that's it. I used to own a PS3, and I'll admit I liked it, because there's some good exclusives, mainly Killzone and Uncharted, which I loved, but I sold it for cigarette money about 2 years ago, and don't regret it, to be honest. It's fine. Although I haven't played Killzone Shadowfall yet, which is it's a huge niggling thing for me, because I really want to fucking play it, but whatever. Do you prefer multiplayer or single player? I prefer, I'm going to say multiplayer, but I prefer playing multiplayer on my own. I've played WoW a lot, and WildStar, Guild Wars 2, blah blah blah, but I generally play on my own. I don't really do guild stuff, I don't raid. If I PvP, I do Battlegrounds. I enjoy Arena, but I don't enjoy A, having to rely on people, and B, having people rely on me in games, because I don't like being told what to do. I don't like being forced to do things that I might not be in the mood for, like raiding. Anyone who's been in a proper raiding guild with like a schedule and stuff will know what I'm talking about. It becomes a bit laborious. So yeah, multiplayer, but on my own. Also, you don't get a lot of good single player games. That is, like, most developers will put more time into developing a good multiplayer mode than they will into the fucking story or the pacing of their single player campaign. Which video game character do you see yourself as? Oh my god. Guybrush Threepwood. Because I'm good at a few things, but I'm generally an idiot. I'm late. I'm lazy. I'm clumsy, and just a fucking moron. So it's the first one that comes to mind. Guybrush Threepwood from Monkey Island. Although I don't have the hot pirate wife yet. Number seven. If you could only have one console handheld for the rest of your life, which would be computer. Done. End of. fuck everything else. Got a computer and Steam, it's all you need. Number 8, who is your favourite hero and or villain from a video game, and who is your most hated? My favourite hero from a game ever. Jesus. First one that comes to mind is probably the Prince of Persia. The new trilogy of games, Sands of Time, Warrior Within, to Two Thrones, was fucking incredible. And I adored every second of those games. And he was a great hero. Kind of emo, but still fun to play. I'm gonna think something much better later on. I know I am. Yeah, I'll say that, because it's probably one of if not my favorite game series. Favorite villain, God, Cortex from Crash. Yeah. My most hated hero from a game ever would probably be Lara Croft. Because she's always portrayed, except in, even in the new ones, she was a bit too Mary Sue for me. And she took a hell of a fucking beating. So yeah, probably too much, just because of the way she's consistently portrayed poorly, and there's no character to her. So other than the new one, which kind of made up for it a little bit, I'd say she's my most hated, and I genuinely don't like Tomb Raider games. Again, I'm gonna think something so much better later on. I know I am. I'm gonna edit it. Is sex nudity in video games a yay or nay? It's a fucking yay. Mass Effect, Dragon Age, amazing. It's just, romance in games is always a good thing. Always. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. Encouraging players to pursue a relationship with a character beyond friendship or companionship is awesome. I absolutely hated having Ashley die on Vermeer in ME1, even though that wasn't, that was before the romance, but you could flirt with her and stuff, and you build that relationship, and it sucks to see him die, and that's the kind of atmosphere you want to build in a game. You want people to really think about things, and romance is just one of the best, romance or hatred are the two best ways to really bring that out. So sex nudity, hell yeah. Plus Asaria, like, hot as hell, despite the head tentacles. What is your favourite video game genre? What is your favourite game in that genre? Probably gonna say MMOs, and my favourite would be, I really want to say Guild Wars, but it's gotta be WoW, because it's the best, even though it's fucking awful, but it's the best. It's great, but it's shit, but it's awesome. Yeah, WoW, so that's the way it is. Would you let someone go down on you while you are gaming? Absolutely. Oh my god, I've always wanted to play League of Legends while getting my dick sucked. That would be so difficult to concentrate, but it'd be so hot at the same time, especially if I was like on TS with my friends at the same time and I was trying to keep my cool. Fuck yeah, that's a total fantasy of mine. What is your all time favourite video game, and what game is the worst that you have played? My all time favourite video game would have to be Prince of Persia Warrior Within, because the combat system was fucking great. So much fun. Also, I had a soundtrack by Godsmack, and yeah, it was wicked. So yeah, that what's the question? Oh no, the worst game I've ever played, god, so many. Bad Rats on Steam. That game is so fucking garbage. Oh jeez, I bought it for like, oh, it was like 20 pence, some shit off Steam. It's fucking trash. It is digital shit, and no one should ever play it, and that developer should go out of business for committing such a heinous crime on the industry. Have you ever fantasized about a game character? Yeah, all the fucking time. Absolutely. Miranda from Mass Effect, even though she was a bitch. I kind of want to hate fuck her. That'd be fun. So many. So, yeah, Sylvanas Windrunner. or Alex Straja from WoW, both rocking some really, really risque outfits. I'm a nerd. I don't give a shit. Yeah, awesome. Show me some digital boobs and legs and ass, and I'm all over it. What is your guilty pleasure game? I almost feel like I should check my Steam list for that. Guilty pleasure game. I don't think I have one. So I kind of love everything that I play. I love and yeah. I don't think I'm guilty of anything. But then I don't play too many indie games. It's not like I'm gonna say like Club Penguin or Habbo Hotel or something. I don't have one. No. Everything that I play is awesome because I have great taste. What was the moment you knew gaming would be a long-term hobby? Probably when I first started. When I was really little, I would write stories on MS Paint about Command & Conquer. They were like one-paragraph stories. And I think back then I kind of realized that this was something that I really wanted to do. It was kind of the downfall of my active life and me being a social creature. But that springs to mind. Either that or maybe when I first installed WoW, and because I had such shitty internet, it took about 7 or 8 hours to install and patch. And I stayed up. I can't remember. I was a teenager. I was in high school, and I stayed up until about 6 in the morning to play maybe an hour until I heard my dad coming downstairs, and I plug pulled and ran to my room. That was dedication, and that 1 hour was fucking awesome. That was like a whole new world, shining, shimmering, splendid. I say some dumb shit. Do you believe that video games corrupt? No, they don't corrupt the youth and their minds. They're not a bad influence. If you give a sane person a knife, they're not going to stab someone. If you give a person with psychosis a knife, they might stab someone. No, games are awesome. Games don't corrupt. Same as games are just another art form, such as movies, physical art, music, whatever. They have just as much. Them being interactive is not because there's still a distance, there's still a gap between them. And no, it's not like real life, and it's not training kids to be murderers or anything. So, I hate that argument. I loathe it. Would you game under the influence, drugs, alcohol, etc.? I play League of Legends drunk all the time. And it makes me a fuck ton better. I have played games while high before. It just makes me worse, if anything. Or maybe better. It's been a while. But definitely on booze, I become a lot more relaxed. And the last time I got really, really drunk and played a game, I played Titanfall. And I was like MVP for like 20 games in a row because I just did not care, and I was just hurling abuse at people over TeamSpeak. I don't really have any fun experiences to share, but it definitely makes me better, or it's more relaxed, because I tend to take games as a very serious business. So yeah. Who is the sexiest game character, male or female, and why? God. Sexiest game character. That's so tough. So many. I'm gonna go ahead and say, for me, because she's a total badass with a great singing voice, I'm gonna say Sylvanas Windrunner, Banshee Queen from WoW. Because her outfit is awesome, she's awesome, everything about her is great, she's leader of a bunch of zombies, and she's a banshee and a dark ranger. It's cool as fuck. Again, I'm gonna think of something better later on. I should have planned for this. How long have you been playing video games, and what is your longest gaming session? Been playing probably since, oh my god, I don't even know. Jesus, 16, 17 years, Long fucking time. As long as I can remember. My longest gaming session would probably be when Cataclysm came out for WoW. I played for 3 days straight. Only taking breaks to, I think, call my girlfriend once to order pizza and, like, use the bathroom. Other than that, I played straight because I wanted to grind to 85. Yeah, I wanted to grind to 85 faster. Fastest than all my not bad friends. And I didn't do it because I ended up fucking about. But yeah, three days solid, no sleep, just playing WoW. That was the longest session that I've had that comes to mind anyway. Would you ever have your partner dress up as a game character for sex time? Absolutely. Oh my god. Who as? So many. Like Trish from Devil May Cry, rocking the bodice and tight leather pants. Fuck yeah, absolutely. That. Oh, I'm racking my brain. Yeah, let's say Trish. She's pretty hot. What game have you clocked the most hours into? Easy, WoW. I will link my Crossfire in the post, which says I have over 5,000 hours, and that is so not accurate because I stopped using Crossfire for like a year. So if I had to guess, I would say that my time is closer to 7.5 or maybe 8. Yeah, I don't play WoW anymore. I'm probably going to pick it back up when WoD comes out. But yeah, I spent a lot of time playing that game. A lot of time. It was my life for a while. Definitely. So dumb. Which arcade machine did you drop the most money into? I think that is very much an American thing. Cause we didn't really have that in my town, definitely. Whenever we did like go to, for some reason there was always arcades at like at the cinema, so I'd always play Time Crisis, and I think Time Crisis 3 when you got the four different guns was awesome. Spent a lot of money on that. Well, there was another one that when I went to Spain on a school trip many moons ago, me and my friends found a machine in the hotel called Cadillacs and Dinosaurs, and we actually managed to finish it, but we probably dumped too much money into that machine, but we did finish it and it was fucking great. So much fun. So yeah, but still probably Time Crisis or House of the Dead. So I love those games. So just infinite fun. Except when you got a really shit aligned gun and then it was just like aneurysm inducing. Would you play Minecraft every day or no way? Not every day. I'm kind of done with Minecraft. I had a lot of fun with it when it first came out. In the beta, I mean, because it was a long ass beta. Had a lot of fun with it, but I'm not that creative when it comes to those kind of games, so I didn't really have the vision to make something awesome. I think I just made a big ass castle and then like a dick out of wool. that was pretty much it. I played it more for the music. The music sent me off to sleep. It's wonderful. Yeah, but I think it's an awesome game. I think Notch got a hell of a deal flogging Mojang for $2.5 billion to fucking Microsoft. GG, well played, you fucking masterful cunt. I'd say no way, just because it's not the game for me. But I think it's a great game. Do you follow walkthroughs or do you play through on your own? I play through on my own. Fuck that. I am so ego-driven that I could never use a walkthrough. No. That's all I have in the past. I have in the past. I think probably for like 100% playthroughs in like Metal Gear Solid. But I wouldn't regularly. I'd rather do it on my own because I'm thinking the game keeps flashing in my head that I have used a walkthrough for. I can't remember it. Anyway, yeah. No, because that's cheating. Unless you're playing through it again after you've already done it, it's fine. But if you did it first time and you're just being told what to do and where to go, it's lame. And you're lame. What's the most important trait of a game you play? Story, graphics, playability? Story. Absolutely. Even if it's a multiplayer game, there has to be some context for what you're doing. So, yeah, for me as a writer, story. But beyond that, I'd say replayability. If the game is only good for one playthrough, it's not a good game. Even games that are more like cinematic experiences, like Walking Dead, there still should be some reason to go back and enjoy it again, even if it's just on a harder difficulty. But definitely story for me. I play games for the lore. What is your scariest, creepiest gaming moment? Or what game itself was scariest, creepiest? Pretty much any part of Amnesia. Not Machine of Pigs, Dark Descent. But the one that springs to mind immediately is in the first Bioshock. When you go into, I can't remember the name of the place, but it's the part about it's the part of Rapture with the trees. That sounds so dumb. Where you meet the Houdini splicers, and you walk down this corridor and you go to like a shrine, and then you turn around and one of the fuckers is right in front of you, and he says like hello or something, and then he vanishes, and then as you walk in through, he every time you're walking towards like a shelf full of stuff, he runs past it and he knocks shit off, and he just like cackles, and then. God, I played that part at like 3 in the morning with no lights on, and I was shitting bricks the entire thing. I was so happy when I got out of that place. So happy. But creepiest game, probably Bioshock as a whole. The whole scene in Fort Frolic with Sander Cohen was wonderful. So well done. Yeah, the overall theme of the game, of like the, my, you know, just the whole game itself, which is really, I don't want to spoil it. It was just creepy, and Rapture is one of my favorite settings in a game ever. It was perfect. Someone's gonna kill me if I say that Rapture is better than Columbia, but I just did, so fuck you. have you ever been to a gaming convention? If no, would you go? I haven't, but I'd love to. But there's none near me. I live in the asshole end of the country, apparently, where there's like no culture or nerdery. So no, I haven't, but I absolutely would, and I would totally cosplay. Do you prefer to play with a controller or keyboard and mouse? Default keyboard and mouse, because PC Master Race. But for certain games, I do have a 360 controller for my computer, which I used to play like just played through. Fuck, what did I just play through? I used it for certain generations. I played, I forgot the name of the fucking game. Oh, Black Flag. Yeah, I played through AC Black Flag with a controller, and I wouldn't. As a kind of a joke, I tried playing it on keyboard and mouse, and I was like 10 seconds in, and I noped the fuck out. Because it was horrible. Would you ever wear, or let your SO wear your headset and the other players hear the moans? That question came out of nowhere. the context of that is very, very, very shadily provided. I'm gonna say no, because those moans belong to me. So no, fuck that. Even if you haven't played them all, you've seen them, no doubt, in Tomb Raider, which iteration of Lara, the new one. Absolutely, the new one was a really nice, fresh take on it, even if she's a little bit, again, too Mary Sue for me, and just too good at everything. But that definitely, the new one, I think, is the only good one, the only one worthy of praise. And finally, if you could live in any video game universe, which one would you choose? Jesus. Probably... Shit, no... It's like a really happy game. Like, I'm just gonna say Wildstar, because then I like be in space and stuff. I could be a could be a Mordash, could be a space zombie. And Wildstar's so colourful and happy, even when it's not, but it's still cheerful. And yeah, so yeah, Wildstar. That was a great question. I love that. Thank you, Miss. You lovely, sexy person. You. yeah, everyone should do this, because based on the inaugural sleepover tonight, it seems there's a hell of a lot of gamers and nerds in this community, which makes me ever so happy. So yeah, awesome. Bye.